The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, September 8, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on Wednesday urged the U.S. government to eliminate human rights violations in the northern nation. On Twitter, the Cuban foreign minister assured the United States should solve its human rights problems instead of allocating millions of taxpayers' dollars to misinform about Cuba's children's issue. In the same message, Bruno Rodriguez pointed out the United States deported over 11,000 Central American children in the first half of this year. Thousands of Central American people make their journey to the United States every year, including minors, despite dangers this journey may bring about. Cuba celebrates today International Literacy Day with its more than 1,697,000 general education students back in the classroom to continue with the school year. Since the revolutionary victory in 1959, the government of the Caribbean nation has shown great concern for the high rates of illiteracy that existed in rural and urban areas of the country. With the aim of reversing this precarious situation, the historical leader Fidel Castro summoned more than 100,000 students for the National Literacy Campaign that began on January 1, 1961. Later, 14,000 workers and more than 30,000 volunteer teachers joined. The literacy movement achieved that in that year, 707,000 people learned to read and write, which reduced the illiteracy rate to 3.9%, and measures were adopted such as a comprehensive reform in the educational sector, the creation of workers' faculties and peasant women, and university education for workers. The subsequent development of educational processes on the island were characterized by free and universal access to the different levels of education and were recognized by various international bodies, including the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. In Camagüey, Cuba's third most populated city, the celebration of the World Week Against Non-Communicable Diseases brings new challenges to preventing and controlling these ailments at present. Although it is difficult for Cuba to produce and commercialize medicines for people suffering from cancer, diabetes, and heart or respiratory diseases, the Ministry of Public Health is taking a series of actions to minimize the effects on the sector. In statements to local media, Noel Rosquete, head of the Department of Non-Communicable Diseases in Camagüey, noted that 70% of the causes of death in Cuba are related to these health problems. According to information provided by the specialist in Camagüey, with more than 730,000 inhabitants, 5 people die every day of cancer and 6 of heart diseases. Precisely to lessen these effects, the Provincial Health Directorate is developing a series of activities to strengthen the implementation of the strategy to prevent and control these diseases. And in the international agenda, we have that Chilean high school students on Thursday are holding new demonstrations in Santiago to demand improvements in education and universal access to all teaching levels, among requests. The march was convened by the so-called Revolutionary Secondary Coordinating Committee. Downtown Santiago has been the scene of protests since the referendum of a project to reform the 1980 Constitution was rejected on Sunday, which proposed among its pillars to advance toward a free and quality education. Some 1,000 students from several high schools were repressed on Tuesday by Carabineros, Chile's militarized national police, as they marched along the emblematic Alameda Avenue towards La Moneda Palace at a time when the announcement of the cabinet reshuffle was being prepared there. The police launched jets of water and tear gas against the students, some of whom responded with blunt objects. Meanwhile, 17 inmates died this year in the Jacmel civilian prison. Four of them last week denounced the Macaya Society, a human rights defense organization in Haiti. Jean Judy, general secretary of the platform, told Le Nouveliste newspaper that respiratory difficulties and malnutrition were the main causes of the deaths and criticized the unsanitary conditions of the facility. According to the activists, most of the 700 inmates are sick and malnourished, and the local authorities are working to develop rescue plans together with private persons that will allow supplying the prison with food. Deaths in Haitian prisons have increased in recent years, and in June, at least 8 people died of starvation, lack of water, heat, and disease in Lekeï in southern Haiti. The Integrated Office of the United Nations expressed its concern regarding this phenomenon that it associates with a very high rate of prolonged preventive detention exceeding 90%, which leads to prison overcrowding. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.